It's been said that those who ignore the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. That's also true when it comes to sin. Running the race of life is a lot easier when we avoid the ruts in the road and the ruts in our lives. Today, some pointed reminders that God wants us as Christians to turn away from the sins that so easily and frequently beset us. Stay tuned. From Chicago's Moody Church, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer is continuing his series on what happens after you've blown it. He's teaching us how to avoid repeating the same sins and gives us some key principles to make sure we don't just do it again.
First of all, keep in mind that a harvest is inevitable. A harvest is inevitable. Every single day we are either sowing to the flesh or we're sowing to the spirit, or we may be doing both. But the simple fact is that there is a harvest coming, and we cannot change last year's harvest. But we can change the harvest of the future by planting different seeds. Could I say that even confession does not change the harvest and its inevitability? If you're involved in repeated sin and all that you do is commit the same sin and then ask God's forgiveness and do the same thing, what you'll discover is that you too are sowing and reaping. And you may of the flesh be reaping destruction, because not even confession can save the harvest. If a man kills his wife, an unborn child, and is indeed guilty of that murder, he can receive God's forgiveness and cleansing. That's what grace is all about. But the consequences will continue. But a harvest is inevitable. And every day we change the equation. Secondly, we need to both pull out weeds and plant seeds. We have to pull out the weeds and plant seeds. How do we pull out the weeds? We pull them out, and I'm talking to Christians now. We pull them out through confession. And then at the same time, what we do is we replace those sins with habits of righteousness, because we want to plant some good seeds. You know, in Central America, there was a woman who, in those cultures where they bring their clothes to a river to wash them, sometimes women gather at the river together with a bundle of clothes. And this dear woman, God bless her, she felt so much shame and embarrassment because her clothes were so dirty that she refused to open her bundle, but simply took the whole bundle and dipped it in the river back and forth, and then took it back home. You know, that's the way some Christians confess their sins. I have a good friend who always confesses his sins this way: "Oh God, forgive my sins, for they are many." And I'm sure they are. Mine are. God has never let me get by with that kind of confession. God says, "Yeah, you confess your sins because they are many. Would you please list them for me so we know that we're agreeing on what is sin and what I have the right to take out of your life forever?" That's what confession is. It's agreeing with God. It's saying, "God, I don't want any of these weeds in my life. I want you to uproot them, not merely cut them off. I want them actually uprooted." Now, if you become a hard-hearted Christian, what will happen is those seeds will not be planted. And furthermore, the weeds you may cut off, but the roots will stay. God is saying to you and to me today, open your life and your heart. Get rid of those weeds through confession. Plant seeds of righteousness. Begin to find help. Begin to study God's Word. Begin to devote yourself to the things that really matter. And I want you to know today that your development as a Christian can be measured by how long it takes between conscious sin and conscious heartfelt confession. Ideally, the minute we become conscious of sin, at that moment we should look up to God and say, God, I have just sinned. Cleanse me because I love you so much. I don't want to be out of fellowship with you. And so in this moment, please put away the barrier that is between you and me so that I can be back in fellowship with you. Remember this, the goal that God has in mind is for us to have a greater passion for Christ than our passion to sin. And that only happens when we weed and when we seed and God gives us a harvest of righteousness. There's a final lesson. And the final lesson is that sin is the most expensive thing in the universe. Nothing comes close in terms of cost. It costs so much that when God says, I'm going to deal with it, I'm going to send my Son to die on the cross to make atonement, and He will bear the eternal penalties for all who believe. Isn't that wonderful? Because we've trusted Christ as Savior, the final penalty, the eternal penalty, does not rest on our shoulders. It rests on the shoulders of our sin bearer, of our substitute. And God says that that substitute is bearing your sin so that you don't have to bear its eternal consequences. We have certain consequences in this life, and those are the things we're talking about. But eternally, we have been saved from all condemnation. All condemnation. But sin is so expensive that if you do not trust Christ as Savior, if you do not turn to Him and say, I'm going to bear the penalty for my own sin and I'm going to go my own way, if you say that, your penalty will be an eternal penalty of separation from God, because sin is so expensive. It costs, and it'll cost you so very much. George MacDonald, who influenced C.S. Lewis, said that there is a principle of hell, and that principle is, I am my own. That's the principle of hell. The principle of heaven says, not my will, but thine be done. Today I'm talking to people who perhaps think, I could not even possibly believe on Christ. Because you don't know what I'm bringing to the table. You don't know who I am. You don't know my background. You don't know my needs. You don't know my sins. You don't know my addictions. I want you to know today that when Jesus died, His death was so complete and so wonderful that God says, if you humble yourself and you come just as you are with your need, not even having to change, you come and you let God change you, but you come, that there can be forgiveness and cleansing and you will not have to bear the eternal penalty of your sin. But if you say no, that penalty will be yours forever. So you've done it again. Rush to Christ to be forgiven, to be cleansed. And if you're a believer, begin to understand His grace toward you. And if you've never been saved, if you are here, come to Him. Believe on Him. So that your penalty will be His, and He will bear it. Do you remember John Newton? We know his story, don't we? He's in a ship, and it is there that he is suddenly overcome. The name of the ship is the Greyhound. He's overcome by a tremendous storm. Sailors curse God. He begins to call on God. When they get to the end of the storm, finally, he finds a New Testament that is on the boat. Now remember, this is the guy who gave people prizes if they could think of some new way of sinning that he had not tried. So he had done it all. And he began to read the New Testament, and he said, you know, Jesus meets my need exactly. Isn't that wonderful? He meets our need exactly. He believed on Christ and became a minister, and he wrote that wonderful song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. That's the grace that saves us, and it's the grace that keeps us and disciplines us all the way to the heavenly home. Let's pray. Our Father, with great inadequacy we have ministered today. Unless the blessed Holy Spirit helps people in this moment, it shall be all for naught. For those who know you as Savior, Father, teach us to take sin seriously. And for those who have never trusted you, we pray that they may embrace you as their Savior right now, knowing that there's no one who has gone too far, fallen too deep, but that they can believe. Grant them that ability even now. And before I close this prayer, what is it that you need to say to God right now? You talk to Him based on what you've just heard. Father, I'm believing that you've done a work in the lives of many people, but it's only begun. Follow through with it, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Pastor Lutzer. Today I have on my heart two kinds of people who have listened to this message. First of all, there are those who have never trusted Christ as Savior. And if you have never done that, I encourage you to do that at this moment. Be converted, even as John Newton was. And then also, I'm talking about those of you who have trusted Christ as Savior. You know that you belong to Him, but you have failed so many times that you are not coming back to the Father for forgiveness. So let me say this very clearly, because we as Christians have no option on this one. You must hurry back to the Father. And even if you commit the same sin again, you must always come back in humble confession. But then finally, I'm thinking of those of you who are on such a roller coaster. Through radical submission, through study in the Word of God, through accountability to members of the body of Jesus Christ, that roller coaster of repeated sin can be broken. I urge you to seek God, and He will help you break that power of canceled sin.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up So You've Done It Again, the fourth of six messages on After You've Blown It, Reconnecting with God and Others. As we've learned, sins can be forgiven while the consequences continue. So what do we do? Tomorrow, don't miss Erwin Lutzer's next message, Reconciling with Those You've Hurt. Running to Win comes to you from Chicago's Moody Church to help you understand God's roadmap for your race of life. Our current series is available on CD, cassette, and MP3, and also it's in print as a Multnomah Life Change book. For full information, call toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the series After You've Blown It when you call. For information on other ministry resources and to learn more about Moody Church, go to our website at runningtowin.org. And please don't forget, this broadcast is supported by listeners just like you. This is Dave McAllister. Join us tomorrow for our next edition of Running to Win.